During a break earlier, I looked at several different clips of Jesse Ventura yesterday on the Howard Stern Show, and Stern, instead of making fun of him, basically agreed on Inside Job to a certain extent. But Ventura was more fiery than he's ever been. You know, we woke Ventura up to the Inside Job. A year and a half ago, I gave him then-released Terror Storm and some other films. That partially woke him up. He read 12 books, and his son gave him loose change. Now I've gotten to know him pretty good. We're friends. I was talking to him just, what was it, last Thursday at his home and about the whole New World Order situation. He went on. He really broke it down well. I'm going to play that in the last 10 minutes of the show today. E. Howard Hunt's son, St. John Hunt's coming up in a few minutes. I want to get to one or two more calls for our guest. We'll give you his website before he leaves. We're very thankful to his service in this country. Yeah, I mean, it isn't that a lot of liberals well-meaningly thought, oh, my God, guns are violent, they're bad, or they didn't grow up around them. They thought, we got to control these, it's causing all these killings. No, it's that America is a violent, piratical, cutthroat nation of criminals and explorers and slaves and native wars. And so we're just violent, folks. That's the way it is. And so our guns get taken, we just got a bunch of Nazis over us killing us. And that's why you can't get rid of the guns, because then only the crooks are going to have them. And everybody I know on the left, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the Sheen family. You think of them as liberal? Uh-uh. Or, you know, somebody like Willie Nelson or I mean, they believe in the Second Amendment now more than ever, because people see that you don't want the government with a monopoly of force. Mr. Hamburg, you brought up an interesting point there, Congressman. You want to comment more on that?
I was saying my own evolution from someone who really wanted very strict control of guns, and now I really do question that. But I think a lot of, you know, you're talking about the violence of the society. A lot of it comes from the top. If the federal government is perpetrating violence, I think that creates an idea in the minds of citizens that violence is the way you get things done.
Legitimizes.
And I think our federal government goes a long way toward legitimizing all kinds of things that we as a society need a lot less of.
Well said. Absolutely well said. Oh, I mean, folks, you think I like gangbangers on the streets with guns when I have children? No.
Heck no.
But I know that if they take my guns here, I'll end up being like New York or Chicago with the highest crime rates, because then both criminal government and street criminals all flock there. Just an amazing interview. I wanted to go to Bellion and Harriet and Chris, but we just don't have time with the congressman. We got about 2 minutes left, sir. Plug your website, and in 2 minutes, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, well, www.voicetheenvironment.org. And, you know, I just want to thank you, Alex, for having this program and for allowing me to be on it. People go to our website. They can see a number of articles that Lewis Seiler and I have co-authored. As I said, the most recent was on this idea of the United States being in a state of emergency in reality because of these emergency documents and the NSPD 51, but also because we have very pathological men and women who are responsible for guiding this country over the next 6 months until hopefully we'll transition to a new administration. And again, will that new administration be any different than the old one, or just kind of a dressed-up version? And I think most of the evidence is kind of pointing toward the latter rather than the former. But the truth shall set us free. Stay informed. Tell your friends. You know, there's a fantastic documentary. Bush has done one thing good. It's helping to create this wave of great documentary films that people can now get access to and really get an understanding of, you know, of how their country is being decimated around their very...
Well, it's like you said earlier, Congressman, things have got to get bad before they get better, and they have gotten bad, and so people are finding out. You don't know what you have till it's gone. They're finding we're having our liberties taken, so people are finally caring and finally starting to wake up and get involved, and it's causing an awakening that transcends race, religion, political stripe. Congressman,
well, that's what we need.
Yes, sir. Congressman Hamburg, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
You bet. God bless. We'll be right back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last 10 minutes of the show, I'm going to air some excerpts of Jesse Ventura on Stern. He's really getting it now. One of the things I'm proud of, no doubt we have given him much of his education. Plus, he's a worldly person who's seen a lot in the military and then as a governor. And so he's really expanding his knowledge. In fact, some of the things I've even said to him on air and then privately, I've heard him now saying on other shows. He has agreed to come on the show on a routine basis, Governor Ventura, while he is in the U.S. 6 months out of the year. The rest of the time, he is basically evacuating down to Mexico, seeing what's happening. He even said the Cold War, he believes, is staged now in this new clip we'll be playing at the end of the show. For the next 40 minutes or so, I said I would have him back this week just to take your phone calls. You want to be able to pick the brain of the son, the firstborn son of E. Howard Hunt, the spy chief, the black op commander, the individual who, on his deathbed or before he died, admitted that he had been in control or been one of the top operatives in the killing of JFK, which we'd always known, but this is a smoking gun directly from the individual's mouth. And so we'll be talking to St. John Hunt, who has a new ebook out that's excellent, available at his website. Before we go to him, I want to just tell you about some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible, and without them we would not be here, ladies and gentlemen, and wouldn't be able to have the staff we have or be able to do the decent job we're doing now and intend to do even better in the future. And of course, without you supporting these sponsors, it's all you, the listeners. All the credit goes to you and, of course, the good Lord above. Ladies and gentlemen, eFoods Direct is a fabulous company. They ship it out to you quickly. It's high-quality, non-GMO food, and all of it's grown here in the U.S. except for the bananas. It is the J. Michael Stevens Group. eFoodsDirect.com is the website. Huge banners on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, where you can link through to their website. You can listen to audios there about storable food, about preparedness. They have high-quality water filters. There's a lot of other great things at eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. They have a free audio CD about preparedness and a free brochure if you want to give them a call or order food. They've got from two-month supplies up to three-year supplies, and they can ship them to you right now. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. I am very careful about the sponsors I have. Now, all the sponsors you hear on the network, I'm not saying they're good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know them. But if you hear me endorsing something, it means I have vetted them, I have checked them, and they are doing a good job, and that I believe in them. Out there in this degenerating culture, you got to be careful, and eFoods Direct are great folks. 1-800-409-5633. And then in closing, the biggest weapon we have in the info war is documentary films, as the congressman just said, without me suggesting it to him. But it reminded me really how true that is during the break. I made 19 films. Terror Storm, Endgame, The Police State Series, Masters of Terror, Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The latest is Truth Rising. And it really is my best work yet. I mean, you could say that Endgame is very slick, very well produced, has probably more important information overall, but it's 3 hours long and really three films. Who the global elite are, what their master plan is, what they're doing. It's very important. But just for being a good view, being entertaining, being dynamic, being something that will wake people up and humanize the 9/11 truth movement and the 9/11 first responders, police and firemen and medical workers and military, and to show the globalists being confronted, the power of the people, and then all these celebrities being interviewed, from Jesse Ventura to Willie Nelson to Michael Moore now saying, I respect him now. He said, yeah, probably an inside job, blow the building up, Building 7. George Carlin, we got an interview with him just months before he died. Martin Sheen, on and 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 on. Truth Rising. So please, get Truth Rising at InfoWars.com today. Or call toll-free to get Truth Rising. We have it as low as $9.95 when you get multiple copies. Give somebody a high-quality shrink wrap with a color cover and the nice DVD. Give it to them. This film needs to be seen. And we need to be able to sell enough to make future films. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Download it in super high quality. We have it there for DivX Burn, which half the DVD players out there now, most of the new ones have on it. You can give people who have a DivX player. It's almost as good as regular DVD. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, that said, we're going to go ahead now and go to St. John Hunt, who I appreciate us joining broadcast. I know we have loaded phone lines from the previous guests. I'm sure St. John will be happy to talk about that because it all ties together. But if you have questions for St. John Hunt, 1-800-259-9231. St. John, your book is so important. I couldn't put it down. People need, because I got an advanced copy online months ago, people need to get a copy. Did you have a good response when you were on last week?
You know, Alex, I wanted to preface my time on your show with thanking not only you, but your very, very wide audience and all the people that responded so positively to my book. I've gotten so many emails, and I will communicate with people if they buy the book, and they and then I personally respond to every single email, a notification of payment, and I personally respond to every person that buys the book, and I say, please give me some feedback on it, tell me what you think. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to personally respond to each and every one of you. And so I've spent a lot of time responding to a large number of your audience, and everybody is just has been nothing but positive feedback from the book. People can't put it down. They love the book. They love the story, although it's a very tragic story, but it's a very personal story. It's a very important story, as you said. I've just been having a great time responding to all the people that have emailed their support and that have bought the book. And just as a big favor to your listening audience, I've lowered the price of the book down to $5.99 for this day only. And your audience is a very intelligent group of people. Their questions are profound. Their interest is serious. They're dedicated fans of yours, Alex, and I just don't want to ever downplay how important you are as a figure in the media and for the continuing fight of freedom and patriotism in this country. I thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you, St. John. That's what we're here for. Is I have countless wonderful activists and people on, whether it's their website and their news stories or a film or a book. I know you got approached by a lot of big publishers. They got scared of it. We've had Paul Craig Roberts on, and, you know, he's even had trouble getting stuff published. He's a former Wall Street Journal editor, if it's anti-establishment. Another Roberts is Colonel Craig Roberts, who had a bunch of best-selling books. But as soon as he came out with the JFK book, the biggest publishers in New York said, we know it'd be a hit, but we're not going to put this out. I mean, there is control. And that's what we do here, is we try to bring you the loose change when nobody'd heard of it first here on this show. We try to bring things like your new book that's so important to be read. I mean, we try to bring people things that are being suppressed. That's what this radio show is all about, getting the information out, a wide spectrum of information from different perspectives, different nations, different nationalities, different religions, to just have a open debate and a larger discussion. Give people your website so they can get the book.
It's stjohnhunt.com. It's spelled out stjohnhunt.com. And your radio station is one of the most important energies going on right now in the world. And I've seen Truth Rising. It's a masterful documentary. Everybody's listening should immediately go to your website and order that. Order two and give one to a friend, you know.
By the way, St. John, do you like the style of that? Because that's the new style. I said I was going to do this film and a JFK one, and then it gets into shadow government and what's happening in the modern times in that style. That's the style of the film that I've been interviewing you for. That's the style that Black Sunshine is going to be in.
Oh, is that the name of it, Black Sunshine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great, Alex. The style is remarkable. It's masterfully done. It's just it's fully realized. It's fully entertaining. And it's just an important document, an important DVD, and the information is just, it's just very professionally approached and professionally disseminated in a way that the average layman is not overwhelmed with one fact after another, but is drawn into this story about 9/11, and it's a great documentary. Everybody should have a copy of that one.
You know, that's a good subject to bring up, St. John. We've mentioned it before, but give me your take on the whole shadow government and 9/11 and what you think's going on.
Well, you know, it's really not that hard to understand. What we have going on here, the seeds were planted way back in the late 50s, I would say, in early 60s. One of the first acts of the shadow government was to assassinate President John Fitzgerald Kennedy in November of 1963. This was what I would consider the first act in since then a long series of illegal, immoral, and almost fascist acts to wrest control of the free citizenry we have in this country, of our civil rights, of our democracy, of our freedoms, and of our thought process, and wresting that away from the average citizen, from all of us as citizens. And what we have here is the same group of people. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it's actually the truth. We have the same group of people, and as these people get older and they get on in life, they hand their mission down to the next person in line. So we have this long consecutive row of government elitists, power brokers, bankers. And they're all pushing for the eventual complete martial law and
stay there. Let's come back and pick up with that.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, "Hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline. Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game." And you probably at the time would have said to me, "You're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine." Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son,
St. John, your father talking to you, correct me if I'm wrong, E. Howard Hunt, really thought he was defending America from the leftists and the communists, never knowing that that was control of the big banks as well, and he was in the false left-right paradigm. Before he died, was he worried about the police state? Did he see the loss of liberty, what was happening, or was he still caught up in that and what rah-rah George Bush? or today, if he could say, see my films, or if somebody could talk to him and explain how he was compartmentalized in the larger picture, do you think he would have been anti-New World Order, or do you think he would have still thrown his lot in with the system?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and of course, I'll never know the definitive answer for that. But in my opinion, I think my father first woke up from his state of comatose blind faith in his government, because we have to realize that he was raised in a very different time and era when he'd served in World War II. And it was a different kind of society back then. He first woke up from his state of comatose blind faith when he was carrying out the orders of President Richard Nixon and was part of the secret plumbers team that worked for the White House. Now, when he was left holding the bag, so to speak, he served 33 and a half months of his life in federal penitentiary. And I think that was the first time that he really realized that these men were acting for their own self-interests. And that was a very harsh moment, a very harsh reality that he had to face. But I think now, if he were still alive, I would be the one to try to get him to watch Truth Rising or Endgame. I think in seeing those kind of movies and listening to the kind of work that you're involved in, Alex, I think that as an educated person, how could he not?
Absolutely. And I mean, the evidence is they blew your mother up when she was going around getting the money to take care of all of Nixon's men coming into Chicago there in the Midway Airport. Do you think that's why he leaked the information to you, or was it more he was proud of what he did to the Kennedys?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think he was... I don't know if I can say he was proud of his involvement in the assassination of President Kennedy, because he never really fully told me the true story, the complete story, is what I meant to say. But I think towards the end of his life, there was a certain amount of, I'm going to get even with those bastards, excuse my language there, the people that had murdered my mother and that had imprisoned him and caused the destruction of our family. It was a very tragic moment, not only for this nation, but for us as his sons and daughters. I think we all have come to a point in our lives now where we are starting to wake up to what's really going on. And what's important here is that instead of spending, $20 at McDonald's or something like that, take that money, buy your film, buy Truth Rising, buy a copy of my book, and just give it a chance, because it's important now more than ever that we come to a fully realized state of what's really been going on, and there is time. This is really this is the Alamo of what's going on now, and people like yourself and myself that are trying to get these truths out that have been turned down by the mainstream media. After all, my book made its way around the major publishing houses, and no one would touch it. 60 Minutes flew me down to San Francisco for an extensive set of interviews where they went through all my documentation, all my father's handwritten memos, and after having verified everything, I was due to come on 60 Minutes, and this story was going to break mainstream media. And one of the top executive producers of 60 Minutes called me and said, well, we can't run with the story because we've been told from at the very top levels this is not going to see the light of day. So what's important is that people seek out these alternative means to get to the truth and just pay a little bit of attention. It's not going to hurt, you know.
Absolutely. Stay there. We're going to come back and go to Harry, Chris, Jim, Patience, Joseph, and others. Going to cram your calls in them. I'm going to play some clips of Ventura on Stern going further than he's ever gone. He's really getting it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. That's what it's going to take. Stop backing down from tyranny. So much for joining us today. Now, we need to help the little ladies across the street. We need to do things like that, but we need to not be so nice to crooks in government. Stop being such schmucks. St. John Hunt is our guest for just about 10 more minutes. Want to go to your phone calls? His website, stjohnhunt.com. You heard it today. Huge discount. It's about half off on his ebook. This needs to get out. People need to know this. His work needs to be supported. It's so important. Okay, let's go ahead right now and go to Harry in Michigan. He's all over the map, but that's fine. Go ahead, Harry. You're on the air with St. John Hunt.
Hi, Alex. Good to be on the air again with you. It's been a couple, 3 months. I'm going to be 62 years old, and I was around when St. John's father and mother and the whole incident happened. And I remember it very well. And that was about the time I got the awakening and what was going on in this world. after serving in Vietnam at 65. And I had several questions for all your guests today. I mean, your shows are fantastic. And by the way, Truth Rising is some of your best work, man. I mean,
thank you.
I've made probably 90 copies of it and passed it out already.
That's what I want to thank you for.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's about affecting change. That's what I want.
Well, you're doing it, pal. I'll tell you, and I'm backing you 100%. And I tried to turn out at least 90 films a month and pass them around. And I've had a couple calls from Homeland, even asking me if I want a job as a database. Well, besides that, but anyway, it's I don't know where to start now. I had so many questions for all your guests.
Well, go ahead and address the ones you have for St. John.
Well, I'm very interested in your book, and I've got to read it, and I'm going to order it today for sure. And I'm just, you know, it's the way this world is now. I see that before the election, there's going to be a major tragedy going on over in between Israel and Iran, and I know it's going to happen, and I'm preparing myself for it. What do you think about it?
Well, bad for the people, good for the elites. We pray it doesn't happen, and it looks like it's a very good possibility it could. St. John?
Yeah, I think we're headed in that direction. I think there's going to be a terribly tragic event occurring over in the Middle East there. I couldn't agree with you, sir, more.
Good to hear from you, Harry. Appreciate all you do. Chris in British Columbia, you're on the air with St. John Hunt.
Hey, Alex, St. John, thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I noticed
Chris.
What your last guest said in regards to the possibilities of Israel and Iran having conflict. I wanted to kind of bring it back more to homeland concerns as far as the avian flu vaccines that are probably going to be making their way to our shores very shortly. I wanted to get your comments quickly on...
Well, we have a video on that. It hasn't jumped to humans. It's a big hype. Just
yeah,
like SARS, but it
video.
Is dangerous because they could release one that did get into humans, and the government's done chemical and biological and radiological tests that have killed citizens thousands of times, so they're the number one terrorist. They launched the anthrax attack, and they could throw a curveball in like a bio attack, a chemical attack. I got a Newsmax propaganda story here today saying U.S. intel, Iran plans nuclear strike on U.S., just like they said about Iraq. This just out today. I mean, they are really saber-rattling and putting out this info. St. John?
Yeah, I know it's definitely not something to take lightly for sure, but I'm looking at the overall goal, and in the Bilderberg meeting, apparently, the agenda, they weren't all keen on getting into a battle with Iran because of the way the oil prices and squeezing the American people and the angst that it's creating as well. Now, my concern is you look at the overall, what the result of a pandemic would be, fits their agenda completely because you get compliance from the people, stay in your houses, take these vaccines, these kinds of things, right? And they can shore up the borders real quick, too. So my question will be, I'll leave it at this, is what can Canadians do like me that I'm on the border, I'm looking over, I can see farms, American farms here. When and if martial law does get put into place, what would Americans need from Canadians as support? Because I at this
Well, number one, you're going to have it there. This is a Western thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. Number two, you've got to realize your police up there are being brainwashed and trained by our police. And by other
Oh, they're all intermingled. I can see it. Just we've got FBI in Vancouver,
yeah.
So it's. I know, I understand that. But when the initial
you just better get the word out to everybody in your area that the government's gone bad, that it's rogue, and any Americans that they're after that make it across, you got to take care of them. You know, assess for yourself whether they're good people or not. There's always some bad ones mixed in, and that's what the globalists. You know, they do some good, but then they do more bad. It's sophisticated. It's not like they're against Iran, so Iran's good. No, Iran's corrupt as well. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly we're talking about. I appreciate your call. Any take on what he was saying, St. John Hunt?
Well, I'd like to add that, you know, the old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword, and that in many cases is true, but don't forget about the sword. So my suggestion to anybody that's worried about martial law is keep a good stock of food, supplies, and ammo.
Yeah, you've got to be self-sufficient. That really is the best the best advice you can get, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Chris. Jim in Russia, you're on the air with St. John Hunt.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello, okay. couple things. Thank you, Alex, for all that you do, man. You and Dr. Stan, I listen to you guys basically a few hours a day.
Thank you.
So thanks for your work. St. John, thanks for coming out with you know, the information about what your dad did. I guess the big question for me is there any point in going back to the States and trying to take this door-to-door to the American people, or is it too late? I mean, you hear Jesse kind of saying he thinks it's too late. Is there a, you know, we can inform people or we can start organizing people. When I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was an organizer in South Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, and the San Francisco Bay Area. Is there a point to go back, or should we just try to, like, survive somewhere?
You should plan for the best, prepare for the worst. I would do both. Wake people up and have a place to boogie out to. If you need to, be self-sufficient, but also wake as many as you can. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. St. John?
I would have to say that it's absolutely never too late. Having that kind of, thought mentality in your mind that, well, it's too late, so, you know, where do we go from here? There's never going to be a place. We're just all stuck on this one planet. So there's never going to be a mountain that's too remote. There's never going to be a house that's too secure from the New World Order. And what we have to do is not think of it in terms of it ever as being too late. If we're the last man standing, it's still not too late.
Absolutely. Another great comment from St. John Hunt, author of the new book, Bond of Secrecy, available at stjohnhunt.com. Anything else, Jim, in Russia?
So a lot of Russians are aware of the New World Order, what they're up to, what they've been up to in their country since the early 1900s and like that. The question is, you know, is this a time to come back to the United States and fight the battle on the ground, door to door there? Or is it time to just, you know, find a place and bug out? And
well, that's your decision.
You
that's your personal decision to make. We just put the information out and then you make your own decision.
Yeah, you don't have to come to the United States to fight the battle. You sir, can fight the battle, and seems like you are fighting the battle right where you are.
Yeah.
We have a world that goes beyond boundaries, that goes beyond borders. We have the internet, we have databases, we have
yeah. This isn't just the U.S. Exactly, St. John. This is free humanity against strong men, king rats, and thugs. Thanks, Jim. One last call.
Right.
We have time to. Take us, Patience, maybe BL too. Patience, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Patience. I'm from a little city in Southern California known as San Bernardino.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to say thank you for being the news when nobody else will. And you know what? I'm going to buy that book if you can go ahead and put it on your website, Mr. Jones, that your guest has.
Well, just go to stjohnhunt.com.
Okay, I will. stjohnhunt.com.
Yeah, so
and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, before I listened to your radio show, I never could have imagined NWL. I never could have imagined it. And then I opened my eyes and I started reading. And I have a support group for parents dealing with DCFS, you know, CPS?
Yeah, the child kidnapping ranks.
As it turns out, a lot of these judges sit on the boards of directors to adoption agencies.
Oh, yeah, it's a big sickening business, and it's just amazing.
Check this out. In my town,
mm-hmm.
they have this thing called Operation Phoenix that my mayor and ex-DCFS judge started. They're raiding the poor parts of town, whole apartment complex, loading children up 38 at a time at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Good God. What town is that?
San Bernardino, California.
San Bernardino. I'm aware of similar things. See, I don't have the staff. Somebody needs to research that, write an article. You write an article with facts or some blurbs. Get it to Aaron at InfoWars.com.
Well, I've got all the goods. I've got social workers,
this is what we need. We need you to put it together in an article and to email it to Aaron at InfoWars.com and have just the facts, ma'am, and we will post it on the Prison Planet message board. Then the stuff is brought to our attention to the main page. All of you, we're in this together. Report on all the crimes to us here. We will expose them. Thank you. BL in Texas, last caller. Got to jump in about a minute and a half.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, BL.
St. John Hunt, thanks again for making this information public in my lifetime. I just wanted to ask, I've never actually seen a good picture of your father. Was he 6 feet or so, slim, wiry build, prematurely gray? Ramrod
no,
straight?
Actually, he was about 5'9", kind of stocky, barrel-chested. he was a very handsome man, and he was handsome when he was older too.
Well,
now,
that was
if you go to my book, I have quite a few personal family photographs. You can see seven or eight pictures of our family and my dad at different times in his career when he was, you know, conducting his black op missions around the world.
I thought that might have been him I met playing good cop at the Irving shooting range, but it must have been somebody else. I would like to point out that the military guy that was pretending to be Oswald, who didn't really look that much like him, but vaguely, it was young enough that he might still be alive. I would love to find out who that guy was and somebody talk to him. Assuming he didn't
die. That would be an awesome thing.
Assuming he didn't die of unnatural causes.
We got to jump. Right. We got to jump. Thank you, BL. I'll call back in more with that story later. St. John,
thank
we'll have you up again in the next few months as more develops. Thank you for spending time with us.
Alex, so thank you again. I always, you just keep on trucking, brother.
You too, my friend. Okay, I'm going right in to this Jesse Ventura interview. These are some cuts out of an hour-long Howard Stern interview. We're airing this to analyze it and critique what Stern's saying. He's come a long way, and this is pretty exciting because Howard Stern is a cultural phenomenon. Here it is, a barn burner.
Did the Vietnam War not mean it? I mean, in retrospect.
Totally.
Yeah. And Iraq is the same sort of
absolutely
situation.
Absolutely, all of it. Well, I was teaching at Harvard in 2004 when McNamara come through.
Right.
Well, they've now admitted the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened.
Right.
Well, that's the catalyst that got us in the war. They said the North Vietnamese fired at two of our ships. It's a declaration of war. So that the entire war was based upon that lie.
So you would take us right out of Iraq?
Absolutely.
Would you run for president?
Have you read my book, Howard?
No.
Okay, well, I suggest go read the epilogue, because what I did in the book is I wrote factual all the way till the epilogue.
Right.
And then without telling the reader, I went to fiction. And I make a fictitious run for the presidency, and I'm assassinated. Because I believe in my heart, Howard, that if an independent like me had a shot to do it, and it looked like I was going to win,
someone would get you. Do you worry
does
about...
Does that bother you when you say about this country...
Not anymore.
It doesn't bother you.
I don't believe 9/11 anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, you've
talked
said that.
About that.
You've said that.
Well,
you say I live in Mexico now. I mean, do you enjoy living outside of the United States?
Yes, because it gives you a new perception of the United States. It gives you one from the outside looking in as opposed to the inside looking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if hypothetically... we could get everyone in this country to have that opportunity, I think you'd see a change in the United States for the better. We're arrogant, and we have an arrogance about us that needs to disappear. Because you know what the most popular shirt way down in Mexico is with all the little kids?
What is it?
It's a picture of George Bush on a T-shirt, and it says "Weapon of Mass Destruction."
Yeah, we've got a real shitty image around the world.
And right now, the rest of the world is fearful that if they cross the United States, we'll attack them.
It's because of Iraq.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because and that's
Afghanistan. Everyone was with us.
Do you want to know why I hate Iraq so much? Because they destroyed my belief in America. My mother and father are both World War II veterans. As I said, my brother and I are Vietnam veterans. And I never believed that my country would line up our military at the border of another sovereign nation without being asked. We would invade that nation, overthrow its government, and occupy it. That's what the Nazis did. That's what the communists did. Now we've done it.
Why do you think Bush did it? Do you think just for oil, or do you think because he was pissed off that Saddam Hussein was, hanging out with his father and going to war with him?
I think that it falls to, have you followed that thing and read about that thing in 92 during Bush 1? There was a document in a think tank that they had, the Center for the American Experiment, I forget what they called, New Sense, something or other name they had. Well, it was made up of Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, the whole cast of characters.
Same guys.
And in 92, they were posed with to go out and gather information and come forward with recommendations on how do we make the United States the sole superpower of the world.
Wow.
And their recommendations was one of them controlling Middle Eastern oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because China and India are becoming industrialized. If you control Middle Eastern oil, you control them. because of the oil factor.
And by
now,
the way,
now, wait, now, the part that gets to me is that at the end in their summation, they list all the things required, but then they say right there, it'll take many, many years to implement this unless a Pearl Harbor type of event were to occur.
And that happened.
That would be in 9 years.
9 years later, a Pearl Harbor, when you had Bill Clinton then. The problem was they were Bush won, Clinton won then. So there was an 8-year hiatus. And then these jokers came in 2000. And a year later, we had a Pearl Harbor type of event.
So what do you think?
I find that a little bit more than coincidental.
Yeah. So are you one of those guys that advocates that Bush should be put on trial for this?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the problem I have, Howard, is I was a member of UDT 12 for 3 years and SEAL Team 1 for 2. Now, do you know what UDT means?
No.
Underwater Demolition Team.
Go ahead.
In other words, I was trained by the best demo men this country has to blow things up.
Right.
How could those buildings fall at the rate of gravity?
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Sully Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Sully Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Sully Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Sully Smile. Order some today at SullySmile.com. That's SollySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
How could those buildings fall at the rate of gravity with no resistance? They fell as fast as a billiard ball in a vacuum. How could there be no resistance, Howard?
So you really feel the government...
Well, how did Building 7 fall? 5 hours later, implodes into its own footprint? And I've talked this over with some of my teammates, and we all agree. There had to be something that assisted all of that. They
all
could
right.
not come down like that.
So do you have an exact scenario of what you think happened?
No, I don't.
But I mean, so I'm right, you just think...
No, I don't. Right. All I'm doing... Well, there's more questions that are unanswered. Like, did you know today, and you can go to the website, The Department of Justice has never charged Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Wow.
Now, shouldn't he be indicted? We went to war. They told us he was the cause.
He admitted to it.
No, he did not.
He never admitted to it.
He first went on Al Jazeera and said he had nothing to do with it. That tape they sent, you got to read that. That's a joke. He's talking about totally other things. All of a sudden, there's a garble mess. He comes back and explains the buildings will melt and collapse, just what they told us. And then it goes back to a different subject. It's bogus.
So you think he's the poster child, the one you blame for everything?
I think he's dead today. I don't even think he's alive.
I think he
is the modern Lee Harvey Oswald.
You think that they sort of keep his image out there, keep him alive in our minds so that we have an enemy.
A boogeyman. We got the boogeyman out there. Wow. See, for many years it was communism, then it was the war on drugs, now it's the war on terror. All through our life we've had to have a boogeyman. And so, you know what's interesting about the communist situation? When I go to L.A. now, I get a lot of car drivers who happen to be Russian. For some reason, they've migrated here. And they're about my age, and I've talked to these guys. And I say, tell me something. During the Cold War, what were you being told? And they tell me, to a person, they all say, we were being told we had to stop the capitalist imperialists from taking over the world. Well, Howard, what were we being told? We have to stop the communists from taking over the world.
Right.
Do you think they got together?
Let me ask
and they
you
said,
this,
we'll tell our people this, you tell your people that, and we'll have this hatred and conflict for 40 years that we can all deal with.
So here's the thing I don't understand.
Okay.
So here we're in Iraq now, and we have control of their oil. True? I mean, we're running the show over there.
I would think so.
But it seems like things are out of control anyway, so the plan isn't working all that well. We're going to have to leave Iraq.
But it's probably, they probably also said in that report it's going to take many, many years to get this whole situation under control.
Well, let's remember, though, our oil companies now are in control of their oil.
Yeah.
So do you think the plan was successful?
Region.
Well, remember this now. Yeah, because remember now, we had sanctions against Iraq for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Iraq is like the second or third potential oil country in the world.
Yeah.
Well, it's been held back, so we have to buy from the Saudis. Now, tell me, and I always love this, you know how Republicans are so anti-gay?
Yeah.
Right? What looks more gay than when George Bush comes walking out with some Arab in sheets, holding hands, skipping out the talk?
They kiss.
I don't know, but I've never seen that.
Kiss. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what looks more gay than that?
I cannot imagine.
I can tell you this, Howard. If I were the president, you'd never see that from me. And I'm not anti-gay.
I know you're not. I can't imagine, though. I've listened to what you said, though. And I got to tell you something. I would have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that George Bush, who maybe certainly is not the best president in the world, I do not believe that he would be that evil to attack his own country, to be involved in an attack on his own country on a building. I don't believe that of the man.
Well,
I honestly don't.
Okay, well, let me read this for you a moment, Howard.
Okay.
I got something to read, and I'm going to ask you who said it.
Okay.
And tell me if it does not apply to the United States since 9/11.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. This is a quote. Naturally, the
all right, folks, we're out of time. We'll play a little bit more tomorrow as we're analyzing and critiquing that. Retransmission starts now with Ted Nugent, who was on today. Fiery interview. We had a Congressman Hamburg on as well. Restreaming on the internet at Infowars.com right now. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.